Welcome back to AI Unraveled, the show that, well, it kind of takes you on a deep dive into all the latest AI breakthroughs.
The brainchild of one very clever guy.
Yeah, Etienne Newman. This podcast is all his idea.
Senior AI engineer by day.
Soccer dad by, well, every other time, I guess.
Up there in Canada, if you love exploring the AI world,
make sure you've hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Wouldn't want to miss a single episode now, would we?
No, we would not. And speaking of not missing things.
February 20th, 2025.
Mark it in your calendars, folks.
A day that'll go down in AI history.
It was insane. AI co-scientists, gene-reading marvels.
Video game designers, even a quantum leap in computing.
Buckle up, because we're going to break it all down.
Let's kick things off with Google, their AI co-scientist.
Talk about pushing the boundaries.
Imagine a team of 6 specialized AI agents.
All working alongside scientists. And we're not just talking data crunching here.
No, no, no. Active participation in the entire scientific process.
One AI agent might be sifting through mountains of data.
Tossing out hypotheses left and right.
Another designs the perfect experiment to test them out.
While another analyzes the results.
And yet another validates the findings.
It's like having a super-powered research assistant.
Or a whole team of them.
Working tirelessly, 24/7.
And they're not just theoretical, they're already out there.
At Stanford, Imperial College London,
this AI co-scientist has helped identify new drug applications.
Predicted complex gene transfer mechanisms.
All in a fraction of the time it takes human scientists.
The accuracy is remarkable, consistently over 80%.
On expert level benchmarks. So it's not just speed.
It's precision, too.
What does all this mean for scientific discovery?
Groundbreaking research at warp speed.
It's certainly got the potential. Drug development, disease research.
Even our understanding of the universe.
With AI co-scientists by their side, researchers could...
Well, they could tackle complex challenges.
With incredible efficiency. It's exciting. A little mind-boggling, really.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, NVIDIA's Evo 2.
Designed specifically for genetic research.
Yeah.
This AI's like...
A master detective for the human genome.
What sets Evo 2 apart is the scale.
Almost 9 trillion genetic data points.
From over 128,000 different organisms. We're talking analyzing the DNA.
Of every person on Earth, multiple times over.
The largest AI system ever created for biological research.
And the potential applications. Vast.
Imagine doctors using Evo 2 to predict your risk of hereditary diseases.
Tailored preventative treatments, just for you.
Or researchers identifying the genetic markers.
For complex diseases like cancer or Alzheimer's.
Paving the way for new therapies and cures.
It's like holding the key.
To unlocking the secrets of our own biology. And it's not just NVIDIA making waves.
Researchers have built the largest AI model Eve ever.
For this field. Predicting protein structures, spotting genetic variations.
Understanding how molecules interact.
It's amazing how this AI delves into the microscopic world.
With such precision. During testing, it predicted cancer-causing gene mutations.
90% accuracy. And it gets even more interesting.
It even designed working synthetic genomes.
Synthetic genomes. Straight out of science fiction. What are the implications?
Groundbreaking. It could revolutionize agriculture, developing crops.
More resilient to disease, pests, climate change.
Profound implications for medicine, engineering cells and tissues.
To treat diseases, even grow organs for transplantation.
Now, for all you gamers out there, this one's for you.
Microsoft unveiled an AI, Muse. They can design video games.
From text descriptions, you just tell it what you want.
It uses a model called WAM, World and Human Action Model.
Trained on an incredible amount of gameplay data.
Over 7 years worth of footage, billions of images, controller actions.
It doesn't just create visuals, it understands.
How games work, how players interact, the physics.
How does it ensure the game is fun and engaging?
That's the AI magic.
The FAM model has learned to recognize patterns in gameplay.
Things that make games enjoyable. Challenge, reward, progression.
All those elements that keep players hooked.
And it uses that knowledge to design games.
That are not only visually appealing.
But fun to play.
And here's the kicker. Microsoft is open sourcing Muse.
Anyone can access it, start creating their own games.
Imagine the explosion of creativity this will unlock.
Democratizing game development. Aspiring designers.
Bringing their ideas to life. No coding experience needed.
No expensive development tools.
Google, NVIDIA, Microsoft, all making major AI headlines.
February 20th was a busy day. But Meta wasn't sitting this one out.
They had a big announcement of their own.
LlamaCon, their first ever developer conference.
Dedicated entirely to generative AI. Before we dive into that,
I want to thank all of you, our incredible listeners, for your support.
AI Unraveled is listener-supported.
Your generosity keeps these deep dives free.
And accessible to everyone if you're enjoying the show.
And want to help us keep the AI insights flowing.
Check out the donation links in the show notes.
Every contribution makes a huge difference.
Now back to Meta. This LlamaCon.
It's a pretty big deal, wouldn't you say?
Generative AI. It's the tech behind those mind-blowing AI image generators.
And chatbots. Taking the world by storm.
Meta's signaling their intention
to be a major player in this space.
Right.
But what exactly is generative AI?
It's all about creating new content, images, texts,
music, even code. It learns from vast amounts of data.
And then uses that knowledge to generate something entirely new.
Like giving AI building blocks, letting its imagination run wild.
So Meta's LlamaCon.
Showcasing the advancements in their Llama model family.
Their set of generative AI models, right?
Exactly. It's a platform for developers, researchers, businesses.
To come together, explore the potential applications.
Across various industries.
It sounds like Meta's trying to position themselves.
As the go-to platform for all things generative AI.
They're aiming to lead this rapidly evolving field.
Fostering innovation and collaboration within the community.
Okay, time for a lightning round. Other exciting AI news from February 20th.
What caught your eye?
Perplexity AI and their R1-1776, a reasoning model.
With absolutely no censorship.
I have to admit, that one piqued my interest.
An AI that processes and understands information. No filters, no restrictions.
Exciting, but a little unnerving, isn't it?
It is. Uncensored access can be incredibly valuable. Research, open discourse.
But the potential for misuse.
How do we ensure these powerful tools are used responsibly, ethically?
It's a question that needs addressing, that's for sure.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, Microsoft unveiled Majorana 1.
A palm-sized quantum chip.
It's mind-blowing how they fit such complex tech into such a small package.
It's not just about the size. The innovation, the new materials.
This quantum chip is more reliable, scalable.
Potentially paving the way for practical quantum computers.
Quantum computing is a game changer, revolutionizing medicine, material science.
Even AI itself.
What problems could we solve with a quantum computer?
That are impossible for traditional computers.
Imagine simulating complex molecular interactions.
To develop new drugs or materials, incredible precision.
Or using quantum computers to crack codes, revolutionizing cybersecurity.
The possibilities are vast, largely unexplored.
Okay, moving on to a familiar name, Apple.
They just released a new iPhone, the 16-year.
Their most affordable yet, Apple Intelligence, for just $600.
And get this, it includes their first ever 5G modem.
It's a big move for Apple. They've lagged behind on 5G.
This could make cutting-edge tech, AI-powered features, more accessible.
To a wider audience.
It's great to see them bridging the digital divide.
Making advanced tech more inclusive. Moving right along.
Convergence AI has released a free web agent, Proxy 1.0.
A productivity powerhouse.
It's like your personal assistant on the web. Clicking, typing, navigating.
All on your behalf.
Handling those tedious tasks, filling out forms, scheduling appointments.
Even researching information online.
Okay, this is officially going on my to-download list.
Last but not least, Clone Robotics.
Known for pushing boundaries.
Released a video showcasing their latest creation, Protoclone.
A bipedal musculoskeletal android, eerily realistic.
What's remarkable is the anatomical accuracy. Over 500 sensors.
Allowing a range of motion interaction with the environment.
Strikingly human-like.
I have to admit, seeing that video was fascinating and a bit unsettling.
It raises questions about the future of robotics.
Our relationship with increasingly human-like machines.
It's a conversation we need to have. AI and robotics keep advancing.
We need to consider the ethical implications.
Of creating machines that look and move so much like us.
Absolutely. February 20th, 2025, a landmark day for AI.
From AI co-scientists to gene reading marvels, video game designers.
The possibilities seem endless.
It's been an incredible day for AI advancements.
And we're only just scratching the surface.
But before we get carried away with the possibilities,
we need to take a step back, consider the bigger picture.
Stay tuned in the next part of our deep dive.
We'll explore how these advancements will impact our lives,
our societies, our world.
We'll be right back after a short message.
Welcome back to AI Unraveled. Before the break, we took you on a whirlwind tour of all the AI breakthroughs that dropped on February 20th, 2025. AI co-scientists, gene reading marvels, video game designers. It was a day that truly showcased the breakneck speed of AI innovation.
It really is mind-boggling how far we've come in such a short time. But now, let's shift gears a bit. Talk about the bigger picture. What do these AI advancements actually mean for us? How will they impact our lives, our societies, our world?
The question everyone's asking, right? And there's no simple answer. But one thing's for sure. These AI breakthroughs, they're going to have a profound impact across virtually every aspect of human existence. I mean, let's start with the most obvious concern.
Yeah.
Jobs. With AI becoming increasingly capable of performing tasks once considered exclusive to humans, are we on the verge of mass unemployment?
It's a valid concern, definitely one we need to address proactively. However, I think instead of viewing AI as a job killer, we should maybe reframe it as a job transformer. You know, AI will undoubtedly automate certain tasks, even entire job roles, but it will also create new opportunities, new industries, and new ways of working.
So adaptation is key.
The key, absolutely. We need to embrace lifelong learning, develop skills that complement AI rather than compete with it.
So instead of fearing AI, we should focus on learning to work alongside it.
Exactly. AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or ill. It's our responsibility as a society to ensure that AI is developed and deployed responsibly, ethically. That means having open conversations about the potential risks and benefits, establishing ethical guidelines, and creating robust safety mechanisms.
That makes sense. But let's dive a little deeper into how AI could impact specific sectors, like healthcare, education, and even the creative arts. Mm-hmm. Let's start with healthcare. We've already seen AI's potential in this field. AI-powered diagnostic tools helping doctors identify diseases earlier, more accurately.
And it goes way beyond just diagnostics. Personalized medicine, tailored to your genetic makeup, that's becoming a reality thanks to AI. AI-assisted surgery is improving patient outcomes, reducing recovery times. It's really incredible the potential for AI to transform healthcare.
It's remarkable to think how AI could help us live longer, healthier lives. What about education? How could AI impact how we learn and teach?
Well, imagine a world where AI personalizes each student's learning experience, tailoring the content to their needs, their learning styles. AI-powered tutors could provide 247 support and guidance, adapting to each student's pace. And AI could even handle administrative tasks, freeing up teachers to focus on what they do best, inspiring and mentoring their students.
So it's not about replacing teachers, but empowering them with AI tools.
Precisely. Providing teachers with the resources to create truly engaging, effective learning environments for each and every student. And even the creative arts are being touched by AI. We're seeing AI generate music, write poetry, create artwork, even design video games.
It's fascinating how AI is blurring the lines between human creativity and, well, machine creativity. It's challenging our very definition of art. Do you think AI will ever be able to truly replicate human creativity?
Now, that's a question that sparks a lot of debate. While AI can certainly mimic certain aspects of human creativity, there's still a certain je ne sais quoi, an intangible spark that seems to be uniquely human. But AI is pushing us to re-examine what it means to be creative and to explore the possibilities of human-machine collaboration in the realm of art.
Okay, I'm starting to get a sense of AI's vast potential, but I also can't help but feel a little apprehensive. We've all seen those dystopian sci-fi movies where AI goes rogue. What about the potential for misuse, for AI to become uncontrollable or even turn against us?
Those are valid concerns, absolutely. It's crucial we don't shy away from those difficult conversations. As AI grows more powerful and more pervasive, we need to establish clear ethical guidelines, robust safety mechanisms, and strong regulatory frameworks. Oh. The future of AI is not preordained. It's up to us to shape it responsibly and ensure that AI benefits all of humanity.
That's a powerful message. So what can we as individuals do to prepare for this AI-powered future?
Embrace lifelong learning. That's huge. Develop skills that complement AI, like critical thinking, creativity, emotional intelligence. Stay informed about the latest developments and engage in thoughtful discussions about its ethical implications. The future isn't something that happens to us. It's something we create together.
It's not about fearing AI, but about understanding it, shaping it, and using it wisely. Mm-hmm. That's an inspiring way to think about it. Now let's shift gears again and explore some of the exciting developments we touched on in our lightning round, starting with Perplexity AI's uncensored reasoning model, R1-1776.
Yeah, this is a model that's causing quite a stir in the AI community. By removing all censorship filters, Perplexity AI has created a powerful tool for research and open discourse, but it's also a tool that could be easily misused. How do we balance the potential benefits of uncensored information with the risks of harmful content and misinformation?
It's a tricky question, no easy answers. Okay. But it's a conversation we need to have as a society. Now let's talk about Microsoft's Majorana 1, a palm-sized quantum chip that's generating a lot of buzz. What makes this chip so revolutionary?
Well, it's a major leap forward in quantum computing technology, that's for sure. The use of new materials in its design makes it more reliable and scalable, bringing us closer to practical quantum computers that can solve real-world problems. Imagine simulating complex molecular interactions to design new drugs or materials with unbelievable precision. Or using quantum computers to crack the codes that protect our online data, revolutionizing cybersecurity. The possibilities are vast and still largely unexplored.
It's truly mind-boggling to think about the potential of quantum computing. And it's not just Microsoft making waves in quantum technology. Researchers around the world are working tirelessly to unlock the power of this revolutionary field.
It's a really exciting time to be following the advancements in quantum computing. It has the potential to revolutionize countless industries and solve some of the world's most challenging problems.
Now, let's turn our attention to Apple and their latest iPhone release, the iPhone 16e. What's so special about this particular model?
It's being touted as Apple's most affordable device to date, offering what they call Apple Intelligence at a price that makes it accessible to a much wider audience. And get this, it includes their first ever 5G modem, finally catching up to other smartphone manufacturers in terms of network connectivity.
It's interesting to see Apple taking steps to make cutting-edge technology more inclusive, more affordable. It could have a significant impact on the adoption of AI-powered features, the overall accessibility of technology.
It's definitely a positive trend, making technology more accessible to people from all walks of life. It's about bridging the digital divide, making sure everyone has the opportunity to benefit from these advancements.
Okay, let's talk about Convergence AI and their free web agent, Proxy 1.0. What can this tool do, and why is it generating so much excitement?
It's essentially a personal assistant for the web, designed to automate all those tedious, repetitive tasks we all dread, you know? Filling out forms, scheduling appointments, even conconducting research online. Proxy 1.0 can handle it all, freeing up your time and energy for more important things.
Sounds like a productivity game changer. I can see why people are so eager to try it out. Now let's move on to something a little more, well, human-like clone robotics has just released a video showcasing their latest creation, Protoclone. It's a bipedal, musculoskeletal android that's, well, it's eerily realistic. What makes this android so special?
Protoclone is remarkable for its anatomical accuracy. It really is. It boasts over 500 sensors, allowing for a range of motion and interaction with its environment that's just strikingly human-like. It definitely raises some fascinating questions about the future of robotics, our relationship with increasingly human-like machines.
It's both fascinating and a little unsettling, isn't it? To see a machine that looks and moves so much like us.
It definitely blurs the lines between human and machine. It makes you confront the question, what truly makes us human? What does it mean to coexist with increasingly sophisticated artificial beings?
It's a conversation we need to have as a society, for sure. As AI and robotics continue to advance, we need to consider the ethical implications and ensure that these technologies are developed and used responsibly.
Absolutely. We need to remember that technology is a tool, and it's up to us to determine how it's used. We need to guide the development of AI and robotics in a direction that benefits all of humanity.
Now, let's shift our focus back to the broader implications of the AI revolution. We've discussed the potential impact on jobs, healthcare, education, the arts. But what about the societal impact as a whole? How do you see AI shaping the future of our world?
It's a complex question, no easy answers. AI has the potential to solve some of the world's most pressing problems, from climate change to poverty and disease, but it also poses significant risks, like job displacement, economic inequality, the potential for misuse, even existential threats.
Sounds like we're at a crossroads. The choices we make today about how we develop and deploy AI, they'll have a profound impact on the future of our world.
It's crucial that we approach AI development with a balance of optimism and caution. We need to embrace the potential benefits while also acknowledging and mitigating the risks.
What kind of future do you envision with AI? A utopian paradise or a dystopian nightmare?
I believe the future is not predetermined. It's something we shape collectively through our choices and actions. AI has the power to amplify both the best and the worst aspects of humanity. It's up to us to ensure we use this incredibly powerful tool for good.
So it's not about predicting the future. It's about actively shaping it. Having open conversations, asking those tough questions, working together to create a future where AI benefits all of humanity.
That's right. The future isn't something that just happens to us. It's something we create together.
Now, let's take a closer look at the exciting developments in generative AI, starting with Meta's LlamaCon. This conference is creating a lot of buzz. What can we expect to see there?
Well, LlamaCon is all about showcasing the latest advancements in Meta's Llama model family, which is their set of generative AI models. It's a platform for developers, researchers, businesses to come together, explore the potential applications across various industries. I think we'll likely see presentations on the latest research, demonstrations of cutting-edge applications, discussions about the future of this rapidly evolving field.
It sounds like Meta is really positioning itself as a leader in the generative AI space.
They're certainly making a bold statement with this conference. It's a clear signal that they're investing heavily in generative AI and aiming to be at the forefront of this technological revolution.
Now let's turn our attention to Perplexity AI and their uncensored reasoning model, R1-1776. This is a model that's sparking both excitement and concern in the AI community. What are your thoughts on this development?
It's a fascinating development and a bit controversial, to be honest. By removing all the censorship filters, Perplexity AI has created a tool with the potential to unlock new insights, foster open discourse, but it also raises concerns about the potential for misuse, the spread of harmful content.
It's a delicate balancing act, for sure. How do we harness the power of uncensored information while also protecting against its potential dangers?
It's a question that needs a lot of careful consideration, thoughtful dialogue. We need to develop ethical guidelines, safety mechanisms to ensure such powerful tools are used responsibly.
Now, let's dive into the world of quantum computing with Microsoft's Majorana 1, this palm-sized quantum chip that's making waves in the tech world. What makes this chip so revolutionary?
It's a major step forward in quantum computing technology, no doubt about it. The new materials used in its design, they allow for greater reliability and scalability, bringing us closer to those practical quantum computers that can tackle real-world problems.
What kind of problems could we solve with a quantum computer that are just impossible for traditional computers to handle?
Well, imagine being able to simulate complex molecular interactions to design new drugs, new materials, with unbelievable precision. Or using quantum computers to break the codes that protect our online data, totally revolutionizing cybersecurity. The possibilities are vast and largely unexplored. It's really exciting.
It truly is mind-boggling to think about the potential of quantum computing. Now let's turn our attention to Apple and their latest iPhone release, the iPhone 16e. What are the key features that set this model apart?
The iPhone 16 is being touted as Apple's most affordable device to date. They're saying it makes Apple Intelligence accessible to a much wider audience. And it finally includes their first ever 5G modem, putting them on par with other smartphone manufacturers in terms of network connectivity.
It's an interesting move by Apple, making their technology more inclusive, accessible to a wider range of consumers. It's a positive trend, hopefully one we see continue.
Absolutely. It's important that technology is accessible to everyone, regardless of income or background.
Now let's talk about Convergence AI and their free web agent, Proxy 1.0. What can this tool do, and why is it generating so much excitement in the tech community?
Proxy 1.0 is essentially a personal assistant for the web designed to automate those tedious, repetitive tasks that take up so much of our time. You know, things like filling out forms, scheduling appointments, even conducting research online. Proxy 1.0 can handle all that, freeing up your time and energy.
It sounds like a real productivity game changer. I can definitely see why people are eager to try it out. Now let's move on to Clone Robotics and their eerily realistic android, Protoclone. What makes this android so unique?
Protoclone is remarkable for its anatomical accuracy. It really is. With over 500 sensors, it has a range of motion and interaction with its environment that's incredibly human-like. It really raises some fascinating questions about the future of robotics, our relationship with these increasingly human-like machines.
It's both fascinating and a little unsettling, isn't it? To see a machine that looks and moves so much like us.
It blurs the lines between human and machine, that's for sure. It forces us to confront the question, what makes us human? What does it mean to share our world with these increasingly sophisticated artificial beings?
It's a conversation we need to have as a society. As AI and robotics continue to advance, we need to consider the ethical implications and make sure these technologies are developed and used responsibly.
Absolutely. We need to remember that technology is a tool, and how it's used, well, that's up to us. We need to guide the development of AI and robotics in a direction that benefits all of humanity.
Now let's shift our focus back to the broader implications of this AI revolution. We've discussed the potential impact on jobs, healthcare, education, the arts. But what about the societal impact as a whole? How do you see AI shaping the future of our world?
It's a complex question, no easy answers. AI has the potential to solve some of the world's most pressing problems, from climate change to poverty, even disease. But it also poses significant risks, things like job displacement, economic inequality, the potential for misuse, even existential threats.
Sounds like we're at a crossroads, doesn't it? The choices we make today about how we develop and deploy AI, those choices are going to have a profound impact on the future of our world.
It's crucial that we approach AI development with a balance of optimism and caution. We need to embrace the potential benefits, absolutely, but we also need to acknowledge and mitigate the risks.
What kind of future do you envision with AI? Is it a utopian paradise or a dystopian nightmare?
I believe the future is not predetermined. It's something we shape, collectively, through our choices, our actions. AI has the power to amplify both the best and the worst aspects of humanity. It's up to us to ensure we use this powerful tool for good.
So it's not about predicting the future, but about actively shaping it, having these open conversations, asking those tough questions, working together to create a future where AI benefits all of humanity.
That's exactly it. The future isn't something that just happens to us. It's something we create together.
Now, let's turn our attention to some of the ethical considerations surrounding these AI advancements. One of the biggest concerns is the potential for AI to exacerbate existing societal biases. How can we make sure AI is developed and deployed in a way that's fair and equitable for everyone?
That's a crucial question, and it really starts with acknowledging that AI systems are only as good as the data they're trained on. If that training data reflects existing biases, well, the AI system is likely to perpetuate those biases. So it's essential to make sure the data used to train these AI systems is diverse, representative of the population as a whole. We also need to develop algorithms that are specifically designed to mitigate bias, promote fairness.
It's a complex challenge, but it's one we need to address head-on if we want to create a future where AI benefits everyone. Another ethical concern is the potential for AI to be used for malicious purposes, like creating deepfakes or developing autonomous weapon systems. How can we safeguard against these threats?
It's essential that we establish clear ethical guidelines and regulations for the development and deployment of AI. We need to promote international cooperation to prevent the proliferation of AI technologies that could pose a threat to humanity. And we need to invest in research and development of AI safety mechanisms that can help us mitigate these risks.
It's a multifaceted challenge, one that requires a collaborative effort from governments, researchers, industry leaders. Another key concern is the impact of AI on privacy and data security. With AI systems collecting and analyzing vast amounts of data, how can we protect individual privacy and ensure that this data is used responsibly?
Transparency and data governance are key. Individuals need to be informed about how their data is being collected, how it's being used, and they need to have control over their own data. We also need to develop strong data security measures to prevent unauthorized access and misuse of sensitive information.
It's about striking that balance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Harnessing the power of data for good while also protecting individual privacy, preventing data breaches.
Exactly. We need to find ways to leverage the power of AI while also safeguarding fundamental human rights and values.
Now let's shift gears and explore some of the more philosophical implications of the AI revolution. One question that often comes up is, what does it mean to be human in an age of increasingly intelligent machines? How do you see AI shaping our understanding of ourselves and our place in the universe?
That's a profound question, one that's been pondered by philosophers and scientists for centuries. As AI continues to evolve, it's forcing us to re-examine our own capabilities, our own limitations. It's challenging us to define what makes us uniquely human, what sets us apart from artificial intelligence.
Do you think AI will ever be able to truly replicate human consciousness?
Well, that's a question that's still hotly debated. Some believe that consciousness is an emergent property of complex systems, and that it's only a matter of time before AI systems achieve a level of complexity that gives rise to consciousness. Others argue that consciousness is a uniquely human quality that cannot be replicated by machines.
It's a fascinating debate, and one with no easy answers. But it's a conversation we need to have as we continue to develop and integrate AI into our lives.
Absolutely. The advancements in AI are forcing us to confront fundamental questions about our own existence, our place in the cosmos.
It's a time of great change, a lot of uncertainty, but also a time of immense opportunity. As we navigate this uncharted territory, it's essential that we approach AI with a sense of both wonder and caution. We need to embrace the potential benefits while also acknowledging and mitigating the risks.
I couldn't agree more. The future of AI is in our hands. It's up to us to shape it wisely and ensure that it benefits all of humanity.
Welcome back to AI Unraveled. Before the break, we were talking about some of the ethical concerns surrounding AI bias, misuse, privacy, data security. It's clear these advancements, they come with a whole new set of challenges we need to face head on.
Yeah, it's not enough to just be amazed by the tech. We need to really think about the impact AI will have on society, our values, what it means to be human.
One big concern is that AI could be used to, well, to concentrate wealth and power in the hands of just a few, making existing inequalities even worse. How can we make sure the benefits of AI are shared broadly, equitably?
That's a crucial question. It requires us to be very careful. We need to create policies, regulations that promote fair access to AI tech and prevent it from being used to exploit or marginalize certain groups. Education and training are key too, making sure everyone has the chance to develop the skills they'll need to thrive in an AI-powered world.
It's about creating a future where AI empowers everyone, not just a select few. Now let's get a little philosophical for a minute. One question that often comes up is, what does it mean to be human? In an age of increasingly intelligent machines, how do you see AI shaping our understanding of ourselves, our place in the universe?
That's a profound question, one that's been around for centuries. Philosophers, scientists, they've all pondered it. And as AI keeps evolving, it forces us to re-examine our own capabilities, our limitations. It makes us define what makes us human, what sets us apart from AI.
Do you think AI will ever truly replicate human consciousness?
That's still a hotly debated topic. Some people believe that consciousness is just an emergent property of complex systems, and that it's only a matter of time before AI gets complex enough to become conscious. Others argue that consciousness is a uniquely human quality, something machines can never replicate.
It's a fascinating debate with no easy answers, but it's a conversation we need to keep having as we develop AI, integrate it into our lives.
Absolutely. The advancements in AI, they force us to confront these fundamental questions about our existence, our place in the cosmos.
It's a time of great change, a lot of uncertainty, but it's also a time of incredible opportunity. As we navigate this uncharted territory, we need to approach AI with a sense of wonder and caution. We need to embrace those potential benefits while also recognizing and mitigating the risks.
I couldn't agree more. The future of AI, it's in our hands. It's up to us to shape it wisely and ensure that it benefits all of humanity.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this episode of AI Unraveled. It's been an amazing journey exploring all these breakthroughs in artificial intelligence and thinking about what they mean for our world.
It has been a fascinating discussion, hasn't it? And a reminder that we're living in truly extraordinary times.
Huge thanks to all our listeners for joining us on this deep dive. If you enjoyed the show and want to stay updated on all the latest AI developments, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
And for those of you looking to reach a large audience of tech-savvy professionals, AI Unraveled is a great platform to spread the word about your business or service. Consider advertising with us to connect with our engaged and informed listeners. You can find all our contact information in the show notes.
That's all for today. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep unraveling the mysteries of the AI world.